If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hello, Paul J. and Nate Shellman here this morning. Chris Walton is out injured in the line of duty, going for that Purple Heart.
And I wish him a fast, very fast, very speedy recovery. Please, whatever is bothering you, I hope it comes to a nice, pleasant, pain-free close by 3 o'clock a.m. tomorrow.
Yes.
But today's a big day.
It is.
I've been looking forward. I talked about this earlier in the week. Today is the day that the National Archives are going to release the JFK files.
It is true.
Only President Trump can hold back any of the documents still hidden on Kennedy's assassination that Congress required in 1992 be released today. U.S. intelligence agencies have reportedly pushed back against their complete disclosure. President Trump has said he doesn't plan to block their release.
He had a deadline looming. He had to make a yes or no decision, and I think he went with transparency.
Author Douglas Brinkley says he'd be surprised if he did stop their release.
And certainly it appeals to that Alex Jones, InfoWar, people that don't trust the federal government and want everything released.
Whatever documents do emerge, they're not expected to give a definitive answer to the question on many minds whether someone other than Lee Harvey Oswald was also involved. Scott Carr, Washington.
See, and I say there's two people. There are two, you know, you categorize people. Are you dog person, cat person?
Right.
Chicago. Are you Cubs or White Sox?
Right. North, you know, South.
Right. Do you believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone?
Yep.
Or... you believe that?
I do.
Okay. And I'll get to why you believe that.
Okay.
Okay. Or do you believe that either Lee Harvey Oswald was part of a group of people, or he was the patsy that there were others involved? And he did. There are some that believe he didn't fire a shot. He didn't.
True.
There are people who there are people who believe, you know, there's been a guy who confessed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, years ago, he claimed he was on the grassy knoll. He claimed he made the shots and then ran away before anybody could get to him. You lived through it as a media guy. You lived
exactly
through it. Okay. I didn't.
I remember Cronkite from Dallas. I remember all of that stuff.
So my parents were just passionate about it. You know, it was in their wheelhouse. It affected them.
Sure.
My dad was 33 at the time, mm-hmm. Which would have made my mom 29. So, you know, still relatively young. So anytime this
I
was
like 40.
Right. And any...
20.
Okay. Yeah, makes...
No, 40.
I was going to say, my dad's older than you.
Yeah.
So, and it, you know, the Time Life videos, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
I've been to the library. I've seen the video shot from the perspective of being up there where the trigger was pulled.
Uh-huh.
I've seen the rifle resting on the windowsill. You could make that shot.
Okay. And others have proven that you can make the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, okay, well, physically, somebody could make that shot, but then they go back to the tape where the head movement doesn't make sense. You know, the physics of it. I've never shot anybody in the back of the head, so I don't know how one would always react. But obviously, if you shoot them in the back of the head, you don't lean back to where the shooter was. And it's, you know, that goes to the JFK Costner movie, which I've seen at least 300 times, even though it's extremely long.
Mm-hmm.
Back and to the left, back and to the left, back and to the left. Today is the day. Thousands, tens of thousands of documents are going to be released from the National Archives. I'm excited about it.
You are fired up about it.
Well, yes, I am. I'm a closet nerd, or actually I'm an open nerd. Everybody knows I'm a mm-hmm. nerd. And I like this stuff. You, no interest?
I've seen it all. I mean, I will watch what they have. I will not change channels to get away from it.
Do you think
unless there's something new,
right?
You think there might be?
There's always a chance. There's always a chance that there might be. You got to go to the National Archives and log in. This assassination, the stories around this assassination, gave birth to other conspiracy theories.
Started it all.
You know, from there, people believe that, you know what, back, you know, gosh, 6 years later, we didn't land on the moon. That it was some soundstage in Hollywood, California, or New Mexico. Or, you know, and then that's just, you know, tip of the iceberg of the conspiracy theory. I think there might be something in these documents, especially when part of the report is that there are some government agencies, and this is just me looking into this stuff, some government agencies don't want President Trump to release the documents. Some of the documents will be redacted, blacked out, covered,
sealed.
Some of that information still extremely sensitive. Which makes me want to see it even more. 8:45. Do you think that these documents will shed any new light, any new insight on the JFK assassination? Do you think Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, or do you think he was part of a larger contingent? 208-336-3700. #670 on your Verizon wireless phone. 1-800-529-KBOI. I want to get your response to that next.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 10, listen to Rush on 670 KBOI.
Gubernatorial candidate Tommy Ahlquist on the schedule to join us via phone just after top of the hour news. But in the meantime, Nate Shellman here filling in for Chris Walton. Don't worry, you didn't sleep through work. We're not doing some weird thing. Just Chris is a little under the weather today. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. Paul J. Schneider here, and my geek day today, because now the National Archives are going to release tens of thousands of documents, and I want to know if those documents will shed any light into any other possible actors or involved parties in the JFK assassination. That's what I want to know. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see blacked out pieces of paper. And the fact that some government agencies don't want these to be released makes me want it even more.
Yeah, and I've got a conspiracy here. Somebody's blocking me from watching this.
What?
I had this audio all ready to come up. It is gone.
All right.
Stolen.
If you want to see these for yourself, okay, you have to log on to the National Archives JFK Assassination Records page. They are the custodian of the records. Okay, you go to www.archives.gov, okay? And the last time they made a whole bunch of documents public, Americans crashed the server.
Yeah.
So many people were interested, they crashed the server. And I got to wonder if the same thing's going to happen today, because
absolutely
nerds like me,
yep,
who think there is a possibility that Lee Harvey Oswald, I don't want to say I know he was, because I wasn't there. Okay. I didn't talk to anybody. I would love to, as weird as it would be, I would love to look at the area. There's an X on the street where Kennedy was shot.
There is,
you know, and that would be to me a somber moment. It would be, you know, reverent, as it were. I know it's a tourist attraction, the book repository, which you've been up in.
It's you should go up in it if you're ever in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely incredible.
You know, the trees are all what, they're 54 years older.
Right.
Okay. Everything is, I mean, there are buildings there that weren't there 53 or 54 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump, these documents were going to be released no matter who was in office. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's not a President Trump thing.
Right. Now, he could have stopped them from being released, but he's not going to. So it didn't matter if it was, you know, President Clinton or President Sanders or, okay, anybody else. Whoever was president at this time on this date would have had to have made this call. So this isn't a switcheroo, you know, trying to take attention off of, which we know what else is going on. We know there are we know there's a tax vote today. Mm-hmm. We know there's a tax plan vote.
Yep. And the lack of participation on the part of the listener would make me think that there are a lot of people in line with me, people who think, enough already.
See, when we did this in afternoons on Monday,
It blew up. Yep.
And, you know, there were people on both sides, but most of the people who called on Monday, in afternoons, we joked, you know, morning and afternoons, it's a different show. It's a different crowd. It's a different audience. So most of the people that called my show that I normally do in the afternoons said, well, no doubt about it. Harvey was either the patsy, or Oswald was either a patsy, or he was part of a larger group, part of larger interests. And you can blame whomever from there. You can go. People were throwing out the mafia. People were throwing out communists. People were throwing out other government agents, banks. I mean, on down the line. Stuff we'd already heard before.
Yep.
But this was the genesis of the conspiracy theory.
Keeping it alive.
We haven't trusted government since 1963.
Very true.
Tommy Ahlquist.
Maybe rightfully so.
GOP gubernatorial candidate Tommy Ahlquist on schedule to join us after top of the hour news.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Chris Walton feeling a little bit under the weather this morning. Nate Shellman pinch hitting along with Paul J. Schneider. And as scheduled, on time.
Yeah.
GOP. Hey, you know what? Got to pat them on the back when that happens, because sometimes we get jostled around. The people on a campaign, candidates on a campaign are busy. Joining us from the campaign trail, GOP gubernatorial candidate Tommy Ahlquist joins us this morning. Good morning, Tommy. Morning, Tommy.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. You just got the endorsement of Mitt Romney. Tell me about that process.
Oh, we had a great day together. You know, I look at my life and heroes I have of people in leadership, and I look at Mitt's life and business and what he did and what he's done in philanthropy and community service and giving back, and then, you know, a lot of great lessons to be learned, what he accomplished in Massachusetts. I love talking to him about what he did with education and jobs and the things that really he came in and just got done. You know, I think in politics we're not used to getting things done, and that's what he did in Massachusetts. And then what he did in the Olympics, and then, of course, the presidential run. So every time I'm around him, I love everything he says has meaning to me, and have his endorsement means the world to me. I'm humbled by it, and he's just a tremendous leader.
What's the biggest surprise for you in this first run for a high-profile office?
Oh, there's so many. I spent most of my time outside of the Treasure Valley. I don't think we can help living here. You just can't help seeing everything through the lenses of the Treasure Valley. So I think my biggest surprise is, I've interviewed over 70 school superintendents around Idaho, and I've met with, you know, over 80 mayors and city councils and county commissioners, and really tried to interview the businesses and families of Idaho. And there was a lot to learn. I realize that we really need a statewide vision and plan, and then more local control down to these jurisdictions. And we're rural. You look at the number of districts we have, 115 school districts, you know, 200 incorporated cities. But after you get through that top 10 list of the most populated, we're a very rural state, and we need to have solutions that remember that and take care of all of Idaho. it's been a great process. The other thing I've learned is the people around Idaho, just incredible work ethic, amazing stories of people that just know how to work and how to get it done, meeting with small businesses and small business owners, talking about their challenges. It's been an incredible process, and I always tell people we're only at the bottom of the fourth inning. There's a long ways to go. With May 15th, you know, we're still six and a half months away from this, and there's a lot more to learn and a lot of work to be done, but we're working hard.
Tommy Ahlquist joining us on the phone, GOP gubernatorial candidate here on 670 KBY. Just getting the endorsement of former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. In doing that, did your credentials come up at all as far as a lot of people? You've talked about your voting record. The questions about your voting records have been asked about not participating in primary records or primary elections until 2016, according to reports that have been published. Did any of that come up? What did you have to do to get his endorsement?
Well, I don't think it came up. You know, a lot of those things are half-truths and spun. And what I think, Nate, is there are people in this world that like getting stuff done. There's people that like complaining. And when you talk politics and all of this backhand, you know, stuff that goes on, you know, Mitt's a real-world guy like I am. Mitt sees what happens. I got a background being a physician. We're in a mess with healthcare. Haven't politicians messed this up enough? You look at business. Wouldn't it be nice to have someone that actually has done business, created jobs, signed paychecks? He sees that, and he sees a lot of parallels of what could be done from an outsider coming into politics. You know, that's what this nation was created on, is people coming from the real world and making a difference, not career politicians. And I think that's what excites him. Those other issues you're bringing up don't come up with him, and they don't come up with most people. When you talk about the solutions that are out there, and they're conservative, you know, everywhere we go now, Nate, we're handing out a two-page blueprint for an even better Idaho, which is very conservative. And anybody that knows me knows we will get it done, and we'll probably do it quicker than anyone expects. So I want them to hold me accountable for that. It's an agenda. But what I find is they brought up the same old stuff again and again and again. It probably won't ever stop because they don't want to talk about conservative solutions. They want everything to be political, and I just stay above that. So it comes up rarely anymore, and when it does, it's just old news.
Any advice given to you by Governor Romney?
Yeah, plenty. You know, it's funny, when you talk about education, he's got advice. You talk about business development. You talk about, the funny thing about being with Governor Romney is everyone's got an opinion. You know, you just put a quarter in him and they'll go off. But when you're with a guy like that who's actually done it, you know, we talked about education yesterday for a lot of the time we were together. And you actually hear what he did in Massachusetts and how he pulled people together and what they did with test scores and how they became number one in the country and have stayed there. You're talking to a guy who's actually done it. When you talk about business development and what he did to pull the Olympics, he's actually done it. And that's the nice thing about surrounding yourself with people that are from that are accomplished and have actually done it, is when you listen to them, it makes a lot of sense. And that's what I hope we can bring into this. It's time for the expectations to go up of what we expect out of our government. We certainly expect in this state, the businesses and families expect a lot out of themselves. We need to have those same expectations, and let's get to results. Let's start talking about what we need to do, what's the agenda, and then hold government accountable for that. That will be a refreshing change.
Tommy Ahlquist joining us on the phone, GOP gubernatorial candidate here on 670 KBOI from the campaign trail. Right before you called in, Tommy, there was a minor miracle that happened in Washington, D.C. Somehow they actually passed a budget. I'm still trying to wait. I'm waiting for the anchors to come on the TV and say, oh, sorry, fake news. We just wanted to fool you. But in talking about tax agendas, you know, in states and the influence that the federal government has on states like Idaho, states like Idaho have historically tried to push back against the federal government for overreach, for overbearing. As part of your plan, how would you exercise that?
So there is no doubt, Nate, that the closer the giver is to the receiver, the better. And we need as much control back to the state as we can from the federal government. We will make better decisions on whatever the topic is. here in Idaho better than a bureaucrat in Washington, and we need more control back to the state. So I love that, and I love some of the things that are coming out. I, like you, we're just frankly just disappointed with the lack of results all the time from Washington. Here's the good news. 8 out of the last 14 Republican governors in the state, in the United States, have been Republican governors from the outside world who have come in. And if you look what's happening in states around the country, I've been able to go meet with several Republican governors around the United States in the last several months and interview them and talk to them. There are great things happening in states with governors that are coming in with real-world experience and getting it done. And so I think the contrast is real, and I think sometimes people get a little jaded because, you know, the news is dominated by gridlock and a disappointment in Washington. But what's happening in the states around the United States right now, it's pretty incredible. And in Idaho, you know, we've got this advantage where we are a conservative state with amazing values and only 1.683 million people. So we're able to be nimble and do things that larger states with these giant urban anchors can't do. So that's exciting. I think the potential we have of taking what we already have is great, this heritage, these values, and the position we're in, and then really starting to compete. I can't wait to compete with our surrounding states for our kids and our jobs. Let's start competing, and let's start making Idaho, instead of, you know, how many times have you seen the list, right? Let's get in the top five in education. Let's do some things to stabilize our kids and the future we have, because that's what we have going for us here. That's exciting to me.
Any feedback as far as poll type feedback on where you stand in the race? Who's ahead of you? Who's behind you? Things like that at this point in time.
Yeah, you know, we do our own polling internally. I'll just tell you, we're ahead of where we thought we'd be 5 months from now. I think that everything matters on a campaign. I didn't appreciate going into it how important the team is. We've got a great team. I can promise you no one's going to outwork us. We're going to get out. We're in Idaho. People want to shake your hands. They want to look you in the eye, and they want to trust you. So we're going to keep working our tails off every day. The sun only comes up and down so many times till this election. All that matters. And polling is going just fine. It's interesting. You go back to months ago, Nate, when we first met, it was all theory that there was room for a guy like me to take on these guys. 27 years of career politics. Taking on two career politicians is not easy. They have machines in place. The power of incumbency is real. But you know what? We got the people of Idaho, and the enthusiasm's real. The energy's real. And we just got to keep our head down. And what I love is I love talking about solutions, because no matter what venue I'm in, either in a boardroom or out on a farm or ranch around Idaho, and you start talking about solutions for education and healthcare and jobs and infrastructure, the people of Idaho are ready for some change. And they're ready for some real-world experience and someone that they can trust that's actually going to get in and get some stuff done. And that's what we're running on. And, you know, not everyone's going to want that. You know, there are those folks that are going to want to stick with the status quo, and that's good. That's what this democracy is about. But there's plenty of people ready for some new ideas and a fresh approach to government.
GOP gubernatorial candidate Tommy Ahlquist joining us on the phone on the campaign trail, doing your tour of Idaho. Tommy, I appreciate the time, man.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
KBOI News Time, 9:17.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
Nate Shellman here filling in for Chris Walton, who hopefully will be back tomorrow alongside Paul Jay. Does it matter? Do endorsements matter to you? Somebody endorses?
The rewards code is endorse.
Right. Yeah, just type in endorse at 670kboi.com and get yourself 5,000 KBOI rewards points. Hey, somebody says this guy's the guy. Vote for him.
Oh. Okay, now here's the deal. Mitt Romney, I guess, is a symbol of a philosophy, right? Symbol of a conservative philosophy.
I'll go with that.
Yeah?
Okay.
He's not connected to Idaho in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
No, he might be, you think?
Yeah, there's a connection. There's a certain religious connection.
Okay, well, there's that, but
yeah,
I mean, he's from Massachusetts.
Yeah. Did a lot in Utah.
He did, especially with the Olympics, mm-hmm. et cetera.
Right.
I just don't know how much. I'd like to see, you know, results of the people that he has endorsed, how they've done, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I haven't seen that.
And even then, past performance is no guarantee of future results.
So that's true.
You're right. So
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it's a big help, a little help, or no help at all.
And we won't know this until May. Mm-hmm. We won't know this until the day after the primary in May, as far as that goes. But does it matter? You know, is it a business thing? Is it this guy ran for president, he was a presidential candidate? Is it a political thing? Tommy Alquist said it was more of a business thing, and then Governor Romney and what he accomplished in Massachusetts.
Well, if it can't hurt you, go ahead.
I don't see how it hurts.
No, I don't see. So, I mean, can't hurt. Okay, let's do it.
I would imagine that there are a lot of people in their car that are just screaming to the top of their lungs. It's a religious thing. It's a religious thing. Well, there are two candidates of the same religion running.
Right.
So one, I do remember, actually campaigned for Mitt Romney, and didn't get his endorsement. So we'll talk to that candidate at that time. But do the endorsements matter to you?
To me?
Yeah. Mitt Romney says this guy's a guy. Oh, well,
no.
Shoot. Okay.
No. No. If I were a Mormon, would it matter to me?
I don't know.
Maybe.
You're not.
Maybe.
Yeah. 336-3700. 208-336-3700. #670 on your Verizon wireless phone. Former governor, former presidential candidate, guy involved in the Olympics, and, oh, by the way, he also happens to be Mormon. Mitt Romney endorsing Tommy Alquist. Do endorsements matter?
Well-respected man.
You're listening to Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. and Chris. Rush Limbaugh comes up at 10 on 670 KBOI.
Nate Chelman filling in for Chris Walton. Paul J. Schneider here. Chris Walton hopefully back tomorrow. Mitt Romney endorsing Tommy Alquist as the GOP, one of the GOP gubernatorial candidate. And in talking with Tommy Alquist, he's very happy about it. There's no doubt about that. Mitt Romney, you know, has served the state of Massachusetts as governor, was instrumental in the Olympics, in setting up the Olympics in Salt Lake City, and what that did for all of Utah, and that he had run for president. But how much does his endorsement mean today? How much does it factor into? How much do endorsements, period, factor into vote making?
Yeah. Interesting question. Let's ask Kent of Jerome. Kent, good morning.
Good morning. I think it hurts, Tommy. There was a conflict over a year ago in between Trump and Romney that was never resolved. And so I think that hurts Tommy because of that. And Tommy just kept saying, well, Romney did this in Massachusetts. Romney did this in Massachusetts. The last time I looked, we're not Massachusetts. We're not a Democratic state. We're a Republican state. There's a lot of things that we don't want that Massachusetts wants. So I think it's going to hurt him here in this state of Idaho.
But as far as endorsements go, as far as political powers go, is there anybody that you can think of as like, oh, well, if they endorse... You know, if this person endorses, you know, I mean, you think about other people who have run for office, whether it's John McCain or Ted Cruz or Kasich or Rubio. I'm trying to think of other candidates other Republican candidates who have rolled through, who have campaigned, who have performed and gotten votes here in Idaho. Is there anybody that you can think of that stature of Mitt Romney?
No, I don't think so, because that doesn't matter to me. It depends on what the guy's running on and what his stands are. You mentioned the religious deal, and I don't think that's going to help him at all here in Idaho. But know that I don't think that that's going to help at all, Nate. There's nobody that I can think of that would help him at all for what he's wanting to do. He needs to stand on his own two feet and stand up and say, this is what we're going to do, and this is what the state of Idaho needs, and that's the way I look at it. It depends on what the other guys are running on and what their stands are is what is going to make my decision. It's not the endorsement. The endorsement doesn't mean anything to me at all.
So why do candidates insist on doing this, and they do it time after time? There's not a candidate who's not looking for an endorsement from somebody.
That's a good question. In my eyes, I don't know. But the scandal with Trump, that hurt Mitt Romney right there in my eyes. I'm LDS, but where he couldn't stand up and back Trump, that hurt him in my eyes all the way around. And I don't know why, because the endorsement doesn't mean that much. But if he couldn't stand up and back Trump, because I think the state of Idaho backs Trump probably 75, maybe 80%. I may be wrong on that, but I think he's doing us a good job. And if Romney would have backed him and endorsed Trump, why, that may have helped Tommy, but in my eyes, it's hurt Tommy. I was looking at Tommy because he's a native Idahoan, and he has done a lot. But now that Romney has backed him and endorsed him, I'll look somewhere else. So I think it's hurt him in my eyes.
All right, good stuff.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Andrea gets me on Facebook and says, this is no help. Romney sucks. It's a terrible endorsement because Republicans hate him now. And maybe she's speaking for herself or a small group of people. Hate
Faction.
Hate is a strong word. Mm-hmm. While Trump did win Idaho, Trump didn't win the primary. This was a Cruz state.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta believe that of all the political powers that are out there, these higher national caliber powers are being courted. Hey, endorse me. Hey, remember when I did this for you? I got to believe that some of that was part and parcel for Mitt Romney as well. That I'm a betting guy, and I would bet that there were probably two candidates going for his endorsement, and one got it. Now, how much of that matters remains to be seen.
Yeah.
You know,
I would agree with that.
I mean, there are mayors who are endorsing people for different offices, whether it's the office of the governor or congressional races. And I guess it depends on how much you love your governor or how much you love your mayor that you go, the mayor says, okay, well, I guess I'll, Mitt Romney said, well, I guess I'll go through it. Once upon a time, maybe.
Yeah.
336-3700, 336-3700. How much do endorsements factor into your vote? 208-336-3700, because unions do it all the time.
Yeah, they do, and there are candidates running for government who some of them like the populous areas of Idaho, Ada County, whatever, and there are some who don't. And that's one of the main differences in the campaign is if you're a rural person, you might be persuaded to vote for Labrador. Because he has spoken out rather vociferously about the cronyism that he sees in Ada County and in the state legislature.
Well, the term Republican isn't just a blanket term anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like saying you drive a Ford. Well, what kind? What kind of Republican is? You know, is the voter? Are they a Romney Republican?
Yeah.
Are they a Trump Republican? Are they a Rubio? Are they a Kasich? Are they a... Because that those fractures do exist as much as the party...
Too many pigeonholes.
Sure. As much as the party or the president or Congress doesn't want to believe that, they exist. Those fractures are there. Now, I'm sure there are a number of Romney Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially in eastern Idaho. I'm not going to say the only reason this announcement was made, because I don't think it was the only reason, but there was a reason that this announcement was made and this meeting was had in eastern Idaho as opposed to here. And I would say a lot of that has to do with religion. Maybe some of it has to do with business.
Yeah, well, Romney was delivering a speech over there.
Uh-huh.
Which could have been set up at any time.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And I was at Five Guys, you know, here downtown when Romney came in for a burger, and Romney came in with the delegation and with the governor. They were happy to have some fries and a burger with Romney here. He stopped in.
Oh yeah.
So, and listen, it's not just a religious thing, but we'll see. Chad gets me on Facebook. It says Tommy's candidacy is now significantly harmed by this endorsement. There's only one endorsement that could hurt him more. Kasich would be that Huckleberry. Kasich is just about a day or two away from just changing parties. A lot of people think he is. So this is the final days of October. This is going on for May. There's going to be a lot of endorsements. I'm just curious, how much do endorsements make to you? I don't endorse. I don't know if you do.
No.
The station doesn't endorse.
No.
But then again, for those candidates running, we're not allergic to money. 336-3700. 336-3700. I'm not saying we can be bought. I'm just saying we have a price.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
I wonder if Senator Guthrie is going to make any endorsements. What? What'd I say?
What?
What'd I say?
I'm,
Maybe there's a reason that Chris normally sits here. Yeah. He's nicer.
I'm saying he could, actually. Let's go to Steve on the phone. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. You know what an endorsement is? It's basically an invitation to join my gang or my group.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, I think Nate hit it. We can all be bought. Now, the question is, are you an individual and do you want your rights preserved, or do you want to join a gang and go with the flow?
I don't know if Romney needs a gang. I mean, Romney's pretty well set on his own. Maybe he runs for Hatch's seat. Maybe he doesn't. He doesn't need to.
No, but what I'm saying, Nate, is that your question about the endorsement, that's
right.
What an endorsement does. It puts you in a category. Rather than thinking on your own, you think like this person.
So and, Tommy and, would
you
be
know, you
gang.
May think that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, we should all be looking for people who are going to protect our individual rights that we were guaranteed under the Constitution.
Well,
and that's where we're having problems today, is that those rights are being obliterated by untruths a lot of times.
As much as Tommy Ahlquist doesn't want to, you know, or as much as we can debate it, the question does remain as to what kind of Republican Tommy Ahlquist is. Mm-hmm. And we can probably say unequivocally now that Tommy Ahlquist is a Mitt Romney Republican. That's the kind of Republican he is.
Yeah, and he sounds like a nice guy, and so does Mitt. I mean, they're all nice guys, but
sure. You
know what? When you start compromising your principles, that's when the nice... I mean, you can be nice all you want.
Until you make me mad.
In the end, until you make everybody mad. And that's what happens when you try to be nice, is you make everybody mad.
You know what that sounds like, Steve.
Hey, Nate.
I don't want to get mad this early in the morning.
Okay. Be nice, then.
Okay.
Be nice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay.
It's, there's a lot of truth there. We just, you scared some guy off the phone.
And who? I'm trying to be nicer.
Let's go to EJ of Meridian. EJ, good morning.
Good morning. I'm LDS, and it took down a notch for me on Tommy that he had Romney, because I think Romney is a little bit too elevated in himself, and I don't think he was true to our president. And he's not like that well in Utah. He did some great things, but he did some ungreat things, and I'm not judging him. But that makes me a little wary of Tommy Ahlquist now. If he brings people in like this, I'll have to study his platform more. Because religion, to me, has absolutely nothing to do with who runs for office. It doesn't matter to me in any way, shape, or form. And when we start having people judged by what church they belong to, or what office they're running into, for, then we become a little bit narrow-minded, and I hope I'm not that kind of person.
Hey, I hope you're not either. And by the way, it's your vote. You can be as narrow-minded as you want to be. You own it. I didn't say it was the only reason. I said it was a reason.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I was voicing my opinion.
Right. Okay. Okay.
And I think that he did himself a disfavor.
All right. Thanks, EJ. So she thinks a lot of people are thinking it hurt him a little bit. Let's go to Randy of New Plymouth. Randy.
Yeah, thanks, Paul J. and Nate, for taking my call.
Yep.
Yeah, you talk about endorsements. I'm a member of the same church, and it has no impact on the way I look at Mr. Ahlquist at all. I really don't know him at this point in time. But when you talk about endorsements, you know, obviously – you guys endorse things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And again, in my mind, when I hear you do an ad for somebody, it really doesn't mean anything either. It's, you know, I hope that doesn't make you feel bad, but and the advertisers
makes me feel a little bad.
I was gonna say it kind of ticks me off. I want to come over to your house, but you know, I don't want to beat you up. I just want to have a nice little conversation about it because you know.
Well, but again, it's just an endorsement, and I think you know I'm in my you know, early 60s, and to me, and I don't know what these young people are thinking. Personally, I don't think it has any impact on their vote at all, just my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Good stuff.
It's an interesting way to look at it, though. You know, you and I...
Thanks, Randy.
We do core group. We tell people to, you know, where to buy a house from, where to buy a car from. Mm-hmm. Hey, body work here. You got stuff for your pets. Blah. But we also use them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. Mitt Romney's not voting for Tommy Ahlquist.
No.
Mitt Romney doesn't, I mean, unless he's moving here and I didn't know about it.
Yep.
Mitt Romney's not voting for him. He's just like, hey, vote for that guy over there.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He agrees with me.
Yes. I agree with him. He agrees with me. And, you know, I always wanted to know, how do you get these endorsements? Some of them, you know, and I know that there are questionnaires. I know there are questionnaires. Let me look at your record. Okay. All right.
It's interesting. Todd with 1D is rubbing his thumb and his forefinger together like they get paid to do it.
What's my name?
Any of that going on?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to make that allegation, but I don't know. I don't think Mitt needs money.
No.
I also don't think he's allergic to it.
Nobody is. I don't think.
This was fun.
Yeah. 9:55. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.